MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The New Mexico Supreme Court made decisions on a handful of cases Monday. Sex offenders on parole are not automatically entitled to immediate release if the state parole board fails to meet deadlines for hearings on whether the offender should remain on parole, the state Supreme Court ruled in a unanimous decision. The court concluded that the rights to procedural due process for two sex offenders on parole were violated by untimely parole duration review hearing. And in a split decision, the court upheld New Mexico Corrections Department rule that prohibits prison inmates from receiving more than one lump sum award of good time credits for earning multiple educational degrees of the same level. The court concluded that the department's rule is not arbitrary and irrational, but is reasonably related to the legitimate penological interests of the Earned Meritorious Deduction Act. The state law authorizes the department to award credits against an inmate's sentence for completing approved vocational, substance abuse, and mental health programs. The court also unanimously affirmed the conviction of Mark Valencia of Pecos for first-degree murder, attempted murder, and other charges stemming from a shooting after an argument during a night of drinking. And finally, New Mexico's highest court will convene in Farmington on August 28th for an educational program that allows students to learn about the state's justice system and how courts resolve disputes. And Lee County Sheriff Corey Hilton, who was elected in 2018, is term limited and not eligible to run again for office in the November 2026 election. But two other veteran law enforcement officials have thrown their hat in the ring to become the next Lee County Sheriff. Mike Thomas, a patrol sergeant at the Lee County Sheriff's Office, is a 16-year law enforcement officer, and the 35-year-old is a Lee County native, having graduated from Hobbs High School before enlisting in the Marines, where he served as military police. While 61-year-old Mark Rhodes retired after serving 21 years in law enforcement with the Hobbs Police Department. In addition to his law enforcement career, Rhodes has owned a concealed carry training business for 16 years, where he has taught more than 4,000 people how to protect themselves and not become a victim. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.